Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Following Samson, who, quote, judged Israel 20 years, Judges 16, verse 31, we are introduced to Micah, whose name is a rhetorical question. Who is like Jah? Who indeed? Certainly not idols. He lives in the mountains of Ephraim, chapter 17, verse 1, not far from the altar at Shiloh. But Micah and his mother are drawn to idolatry. He had pilfered, quote, 1,100 shekels of silver from her, and hearing her put a curse on the thief, decides to come clean. In a series of theological contortions, she says, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my son. I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Lord for my son, to make a carved image and a molded image. Now, therefore, I will return it to you." Verses 2 and 3. What? The son is to be blessed by the Lord for returning the stolen goods, which will be dedicated to the Lord for the son to make carved and molded images for pretended worship of the Lord? But it goes further. Quote, Micah had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols, and he consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. Verse 5. If men can make gods, I suppose they can make priests. Yet this is true of the sacerdotal system of Christendom, too. But it gets worse. A Levite, from Bethlehem of all places, is traveling through, and Micah offers him a job. He takes it, settling for a wage, a wardrobe, and a meal ticket. Verse 10. Levites for hire. And Micah's conclusion, quote, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as priest." Verse 13. This conclusion of the religious is wrong. God is not good to us because we are good, but because he is good. No wonder the story is bracketed with the grim diagnosis of Israel's spiritual disarray. See Judges 17:6 and 18, verse 1. Sadly, this self-will could also be written over the lands of the West today.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.